Well, I thought Mr. Johnson was going to ruin my sermonette last Sabbath. And I knew I wouldn't have time enough to come up with anything. I probably could have went back a couple of years and grabbed a sermonette that I'd done on trumpets. I'm sure no one would have remembered it. I don't even remember it. So it'd been new again. But I wanted to start with an article, a Billy Graham article. And the question was, do you think God gives some people a glimpse of heaven before they die? Why would he do that? Or is it just their imagination? Well, of course, Billy Graham's big on heaven, so you can imagine what his answer was. He says, I don't believe it's just their imagination, although it only happens occasionally. God apparently does give some people a glimpse of heaven's glory. The Apostle Paul told of being caught up to paradise where he experienced inexpressible things. That's 2 Corinthians 12:4. He went on to say that his grandmother and saw visions of heaven before she passed away. Well, I'd like to turn to 2 Corinthians 12:4. It says how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Now, if we go to verses 1 through 3, it kind of helps explain it too. It says, it is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I do not know, God knows. So he was saying he didn't know. He saw it, he just didn't know how. It didn't say that, you know, God said, this is where you're going to go when you die. Here's your harp and here's your cloud. It'll be waiting for you. He also didn't say, as this day represents, that he was going to be raptured away. And that's what happens, that a lot of people think happens at this time. Now I'd like to just read a little history on the rapture. I don't know who this person was that's speaking in this article. It doesn't have his name or anything. But I found it pretty interesting on what he gave a little history of it. It says, this doctrine is new. It was never taught or even discussed prior to the 1830s. It seems to have come from a prophetic vision by Margaret MacDonald, a woman in 1830 who was part of a cult group called the Irvingites. While having an emotional experience through a mingled prophecy and vision breakdown and saying the power of the Holy Spirit, she came up with this. She was very ill at the time and delusional, according to physicians and learned observers at the time. How did she get to this doctrinal status? In spite of her condition, people believed her. Not ministers trained in the Word, not those who were pious Christians, not those with discernment, but those seeking a new fad or emotional experience, just as many do today. It's just like L. Ron Hubbard. Just as a joke, he said he could start a church, no matter how crazy it was, and he'd get followers. And we know Scientology is pretty far out there, and they get some very popular people, a lot of actors in that. Then there was another cult group in England. They picked this up by the name of the Catholic Episcopal Church, headed by Edward Irving, from 1792 to 1834. After that, another cult group called the Millerites predicted the return of Christ and October 22nd, 1844. Of course, it did not happen. It should have been a clue, but it still would not die. And at the same time, this belief was then picked up by an Irish-born minister, lawyer, evangelist, and author, John N. Darby, in 1830, who took this new fad to America in 1862 to 1877. He was looking for a hook in his motivational Bible speeches to attract crowds in England. And on his visit to the Americas, U.S., and Canada, people who knew him said he was not well-schooled in the Bible. Said he was not well-schooled in the Bible or original languages, read into the Bible all kinds of ridiculous ideas. Many people today still believe in him. He said, especially Baptists who love this guy. He is a favored son. I did not know that. And they took this Greek word. I don't know if it's harpazo or harpazo. It's H-A-R-P-A-Z-O. It's a Greek word in 1 Thessalonians 4:17. It means caught up, taken away. And he said he believed he anglicized it to be the first one to use the term raptured. And he said, caught up and taken away are used in newer English translations of the Bible. He says it is correctly placed, but in the English, not knowing what it means may cause all sorts of runaway thinking, which we found it has. Then the rapture was further popularized by books. An evangelist, William Blackstone, wrote a book, Jesus is Coming. And another one, Dr. John Wolford, wrote a book called The Rapture Question. And all these books just kept, getting more and more people involved in it. And then the rapture really got going when it became really popular with the publication of Hal Lindsey's book, The Late Great Planet Earth, which sold over 15 million copies. And his other works and even other popular authors kept spinning the tale. So this guy, he personally went to Hal Lindsey to interview him for the article. And that was in 1991. It was a seminary paper. And he said he was for the rapture view then. He thought it was right. And he said, however, following that meeting, I knew it was wrong, as my professor had said. Hal was prideful and condescending. He is also able not to answer any of my questions. And he'd even brought copies and did not. He didn't even want to look at them. And he says, I was there to prove him right, but he proved himself wrong. Now, the rapture is not as popular as, the Trinity. Most people believe in the Trinity, but not everyone believes in the rapture. The Roman Catholics do not accept it, Eastern Orthodox. And it says other mainline Protestant faiths do not. Didn't say anything about us, but, of course, we don't. And then there are three different raptures people believe in. The pre-tribulation, those who accept this perspective believe the rapture will happen just before the tribulation period at the beginning of the 70th week of Daniel. The rapture will usher in the final 7 years of this age. I'm not sure where they get the seven from. Then they have the post-tribulation rapture. And those who accept this believe Christians will remain on earth as a witness during the 7 years. And then they have the mid-year or mid-tribulation. A less popular view is known as the mid-tribulation rapture. And those who accept this believe that Christians will be taken from earth to be on heaven with God at some point in the middle of 7 years. So that's kind of a little bit of the history of it. But that's not really what the Bible is saying. If we would turn to Zechariah 14, verses 1 through 4. In Zechariah 14, verses 1 through 4, "Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. For I will gather all of the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city." In verse 3, "Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations, and he fights in the day of battle." Verse 4, "And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move toward the north, the other half towards the south." Right there shows he's coming back, but he's coming back to stay here on earth. And if we turn to Acts 1, verses 9 through 12. There it is. Acts 1, 9 through 12. It says, "Now when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you see him go into heaven.' Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which was near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey." So they were telling them that Jesus will come back just the way he left, but he'll be coming back to earth. So the rapture was started by a cultist who was sick and delusional. It took off by authors and theologians. And it all comes from the mindset of mankind, and it's not in the Bible. Second coming will be here on earth, and it won't be a secret, as a lot of them think that the rapture is a secret thing. That would be shocked when someone just disappears. But it'll be as lightning from the east to the west, and every eye will see the one who came, who was pierced for our sins.